This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump announced Friday that the U.S. government is now recommending Americans wear cloth face coverings on a voluntary basis to stem the spread of the coronavirus, but he added that he himself would not use one. In a daily briefing with reporters, Mr. Trump stressed that the new recommendation should not be seen as replacing social distancing measures considered key to slowing the outbreak. The decision to promote mask use comes as state governors and hospitals clamor for scarce supplies of medical-grade masks for first responders. It also comes as experts have questioned the administration's decision not to urge widespread mask use in contrast to other countries hit by the virus. Mr. Trump said the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are not recommending the use of medical-grade masks for most people. He added Americans can make cloth masks at home. Some states and cities that have been shipped masks, gloves, ventilators, and other essential equipment from the nation's medical stockpile to fight the coronavirus have found out that much of it is unusable. Nearly 6,000 medical masks sent to Alabama had dry rot and a 22 expiration date. More than 150 ventilators sent to Los Angeles were broken and had to be repaired. In Oregon, it was masked with faulty elastic that could cause the straps to snap, exposing medical workers to the disease. Embattled Chilean President Sebastian Piñera has sparked outrage Friday after posing for photographs at the plaza that was the center of anti-government protests before it was put under quarantine to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. At least 31 people died, 3,000 were injured, and 30,000 were detained in those protests, which started in October over a hike in public transport rates and broadened to include grievances over pension, health care, education, and elitism. This is VOA News. China came to a standstill Saturday to mourn patients and medical staff killed by the coronavirus as the world's most populous country observed a nationwide three-minute silence. At 10 a.m. local time, citizens paused, cars, trains, and ships sounded their horns, and air raid sirens rang out in memory of the more than 3,000 lives claimed by the virus in China. In Wuhan, the city where the virus first emerged late last year, sirens and horns sounded as people fell silent in the streets. Staff at the Tongji Hospital stood outside with heads bowed toward the main building, some in the protective hazmat suits that have become a symbol of the crisis worldwide. Workers in protective wear paused silently beside barriers at one residential community, a reminder that there are still tight restrictions on everyday life across Wuhan. State media showed Chinese President Xi Jinping and other government officials standing outside a Beijing government compound wearing white flowers. Following a downward trend in infections that suggested may have curbed the coronavirus threat, Wuhan, the epicenter of the epidemic in China, is scheduled to allow people to travel outside the city on April 8th. Residents have been slowly trickling back onto the streets and some allowed to leave their homes for the first time since January 23rd as volunteers in protective suits disinfected public areas in preparation for an increase in activity. But even as the latest data showed a decline in new cases in the mainland and zero new infections in Wuhan, top officials are concerned of a second wave of infections, warning its people to remain vigilant as it orders local health authorities to step up detection, monitoring, and supervision. Some residents say while they are looking forward to resuming normal life, they are taking a very cautious stance. President Donald Trump has fired Michael Atkinson, the inspector general for the intelligence community who handled the whistleblower complaint that triggered Mr. Trump's impeachment. Mr. Trump informed the Senate Intelligence Committee on Friday of his decision to fire Atkinson, according to a letter obtained by the Associated Press. Mr. Trump said in the letter that it is vital that he has confidence in the appointee serving as inspectors general, and that is no longer the case with regard to this particular inspector general. Joe Biden is set to announce a committee to oversee his vice presidential selection process and is already thinking about whom he'd choose to join his cabinet. Biden made the disclosure on during a virtual fundraiser. He holds a significant lead in delegates over primary rival Bernie Sanders, but has not officially clinched the Democratic presidential nomination. He said he's spoken to Sanders to let him know he'd be working on the vice presidential vetting process. And Biden said that he doesn't want Sanders to think he's being presumptuous. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Oh.